at this. Wow, this is exciting. You guys can't see this, but my man Gary Heyer, hashtag Heyer Power, he set me up with a kind of a new rig on my microphone, and it's I'm digging it. It's way better. So thank you, Gary. What is going on, everybody? Yes, I am fucking fired up. Fired up. Now, you should be listening to this on a Monday. It's not a Monday today, but this should be dropping on a Monday. And I am fired up. My name is Nick, and I am your host. And this is the Next 90 with Nick. This is the podcast that's going to chunk your life down into 90-day increments and help you be so focused on outcomes that are meaningful, that are going to drive you forward across the core four, which is your body, your being, your balance, and your business. Make you a four-dimensional human being and have you accomplish more stuff in 90 days than you could in 1 to 2 years. Now, we've been getting some examples. You heard about my buddy Josh and him doing some cool stuff. I've been getting some text messages from people, and the love is, again, just humbling and overwhelming. We are well over 25,000 downloads, and we have about 1,600 people on any given day that are listening to this podcast. So I appreciate everybody in the Next 90 Nation. And so I want to break cadence a little bit here with the podcast, and I want to do something a little bit different. I want to talk about an experience I had the previous week, and it was one that will certainly transform my life. I mean, it was insane, and I'm going to tie it all back into 90 day challenges, because I was at this event, and I was at this event because of 90 day challenges that I started like years ago. And so I want to talk about how this stuff can work and how you can't really connect the dots looking forward, but it's extremely easy to connect the dots moving backward. So I'll give you kind of the background here. I got invited to an event that's called the Human Gathering. And by the way, hunker down, people, because we're not going to go like super long, but this is going to be longer than, you know, just my single solo ones that go 9 to 12 minutes. So just prepare yourself. It'll be worth it. Trust me. So I got invited to an event called the Human Gathering. And the Human Gathering, I actually knew nothing about. And I got invited. It's a invite-only conference. And it's not like your typical rah, rah, you know, get pumped up, walk across hot coals. I've done plenty of those conferences or seminars. Like, it is about impact, and it's about making a difference. And so the audience is 100% curated. Now, that's a fancy word for being invited, like hand selected by the curator, or in this case, the person who is running the event. The guy running the event is a man named Wes Chapman. You can Google him. You'll find out a lot of information about him. He's had a very successful TED talk. He's actually, for lack of a better term, the producer of this podcast. He's the one that's coaching me through this podcast. He's the one that helps me promote it, and is probably the single largest reason as to why this podcast has had so much success. I'd like to say it's because of the wonderful pearls of wisdom that I'm throwing out into the world, which does have something to do with it, but he also is a ninja when it comes to this stuff. So I just met Wes about 60 days ago, maybe a little bit longer. And so Wes and I have had a phone relationship, and fortunately or unfortunately, he's had to listen to like the first half a dozen podcasts I put out. So he, you know, we know each other like on an intimate level, because we've been completely vulnerable since day one. We've been completely vulnerable with each other, which is a big part of the human connection. I think a lot of the reasons why some of you who don't know me and some of you that do know me, feel like you know me better, or you feel like you know me, in general, it's because I'm willing to come on here and be vulnerable. And I said that in my Origins podcast. And if you're new to the podcast, go back, start at Origins and move forward and you'll have the full picture. So Wes and I have had this like open relationship and been vulnerable with each other. And so we formed a connection. And he says, hey, I think you should come to my event. And I'm like, okay, what's it about? He's like, well, I don't really talk about what it's about. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, it's going to be cool. It's going to be at this, we rented this house in Malibu. We're gonna have great food. He's like, it's gonna be cool. I'm like, well, who's gonna be there? And he's like, I don't really share that information. I was like, well, who's speaking? He's like, I don't really share that information either. I'm like, oh, so dude, what, like, this is the worst sales pitch ever. Wes, this is the worst sales pitch ever. I hope you're listening to this. But I'm like, okay, so what are we gonna be doing? He's like, well, it's just about getting humans together, humans gathering together, hence the human gathering, and talking about making an impact. I'm like, okay. And so I was intrigued because I love this kind of stuff, but I also wanted to go and meet Wes. I wanted to meet him, and his beautiful wife Jody was going to be there. And I was like, this is an opportunity for me to get closer and really kind of close the gap on the connection that I have with this guy and put a face to a name and just that, like, you know, that face-to-face kind of communication that you in connection that you can't get like via text or via voice note or via FaceTime. It's just the real like connection. So I actually had another conference lined up. It was called the World's Greatest Speaker because I'm trying to hone my skills as a communicator, an orator, a podcaster, soon to be TED speaker. I'm trying to hone my craft. And so the only way you get good at your craft is through reps. So I had booked this other seminar called the World's Greatest Speaker. It was going to be here in Newport Beach at the Balboa Bay Club. And I told Wes, I said, you know what? I've got this other conference. Let me try to get out of it. I couldn't get out of it, but something inside me, like that voice that we talked about, said, go to this conference. It's going to be good for you. And I really didn't know like what to expect because it was very cryptic. It was like, you know, they don't send out the agenda. They didn't send out the address. And so I'm just on this email list where you can't see anybody else. And I don't check email very well anyway. So I told my wife, hey, I'm going to this conference up in Malibu. She's like, what's it all about? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, well, what are you going to be doing? I was like, I don't know. It's like, how long are the days? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, what? Like, what are you, like, are you crazy? And I'm like, Wes is going to be there, and she's heard me talk a lot about Wes. I really want to go meet Wes. She's like, okay. That's what's amazing about my wife is she loves my crazy ass, like, regardless and in spite of me being crazy. And she knows that these things, like, when I have an intuition or I listen to that voice, that it means go. So I go to this event, and I now want to get into kind of the meat and the potatoes of it. And I was blown away. It was like, for me, it was like going to, I mean, if you're like a sports fan, it was like going to an all-star game, but being able to sit in the dugout or sit on the bench with like the best of the best of the best. And so it was celebrities, it was athletes, it was billionaires, it was millionaires, it was philanthropists. It was just like the all-star team of business, impact, influence, and just reach that I've ever seen in my life. It was the one of the quintessential moments of my life, being around like all these influential people. And the idea behind the human gathering is like leave the billionaire title at home, leave the, you know, the gold, there was a gold medalist there, leave the gold medal at home. Like, we are humans first. The one thing that all of us have in common listening to this podcast, unless I have somehow cracked the stratosphere and I'm being broadcast on Mars to the aliens, nano, nano, if you're listening, we're all humans. That's it. Like, we're all humans. We have the same bleeding heart. We have the same emotions running through us. We get sad, we get happy, we get glad. I don't care if you're a billionaire, a millionaire, an athlete, a celebrity. Like, we all are humans first. And so it was just this like very refreshing experience to be around these ultra powerful people and understand that we all are humans first. And how do we come together with the reach and the influence that we have and make an impact in this world and make a difference and leave the conference better than we showed up and ready to make a formative difference in the year moving forward. And so I was, you know, again, when I went there at first, I was a bit insecure because I'm like the smallest fish in this pond. I mean, across the board. I mean, I have 1,400 Instagram followers. I think I have about the same on Facebook. I mean, I'm starting to get some traction. This podcast is probably the biggest reach that I have. You know, and we've had 20,000, you know, downloads. That's multiple people, by the way, or the same person listening to multiple episodes. So in that, who knows how many people are actually listening consistently. So, you know, financially, like, super small. I mean, I've done well. My businesses do well. But, you know, in the audience, so there was the speakers and the content, but in the audience, I mean, it was co-founders and founders of $100 million companies, you know, multi-million dollar stuff. I mean, people who've created stuff like the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And then there's little old me. And I'm sitting there and I've got my journal and I've actually got it open in front of me right now. And I took just pages and pages and pages of notes. I mean, in fact, I took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 30 pages in a journal, 30 pages I took notes, copious notes, things that people were saying, but like things were coming to me and I was just writing it down. And so I didn't want to miss one moment. Like I had to like hold my pee because I didn't want to miss one moment. But you're sitting, it was so cool because all the pretentiousness and all the glitz and the glamour, you know, even though we're at this beautiful home and it was a mansion in Malibu and we're overlooking the ocean, it wasn't about that. Like you're almost like sitting, like you're just hanging out at a backyard barbecue. I mean, the chair, it was somewhat formal, but the chairs are all set up. Everybody's comfortable. You could get up when you wanted to. Open Q&A with the speakers. You're sitting 5 feet from, you know, for instance, Chris, who is the founder and CEO of The Honest Company. And you're just able to have a conversation with him when he comes off the quote unquote stage, which was, you know, just a glorified platform with two nice chairs. You go over and talk to him. So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm just taking notes and I'm like, I don't belong here. I don't belong here. I shouldn't be here. Who am I? You know, just all this kind of self-deprecation and self-doubt and fear and anxiety. And then I started to connect the dots. And I realized it was my journey in these 90-day challenges that had gotten me to this place. This place that I always envisioned in my mind. I always saw myself in this crowd of people and being able to have an impact and make a difference in that crowd. And so it started to click. It started to all click. So about 2 years ago, we were working on these things called positive focus. And the positive focus is it's the what, the why, the lesson, and apply. So what happened to you? Why was that positive? What is the lesson that you learned from that? And how can you apply it to your life? I mean, let's just I'll try to give you guys a real life example. So I got really pissed off at somebody yesterday. And so the what was, I was really pissed off at this human being. The why was it positive? Because I was able to actually collide with this person in love and you know, get everything out on the table. And now this is like totally kind of against my normal grain. I'm like a stuffer. I'm a sweeper under the rugger. I'm a let's avoid it. Let's hug. But I was able to just like go right at this problem right away. And so the lesson is like, you know, the more I collide, the more clarity I have. And then how does that apply? That applies in many ways to my body. You know, the more I collide with like what I really want in my body and where I'm really at, the more clarity I have around like what I need to do to move things forward, you know, and so on and so forth in my business. And so this thing called the positive focus, you know, I was getting pretty good at it. And I knew that I wanted to take my voice to a new level. I knew that I wanted to grow. I have this vision for my life of someday, you know, speaking on stage in front of thousands of people. And I have this vision for my life of consulting and coaching high powered people and getting to pull that potential out of them. And so you have to start somewhere, right? You have to start exactly where you're at and then keep building to where you want to go. Hence the reason why these 90-day challenges were created. So I created a 90-day challenge to do a what, why lesson apply called a positive focus, which I coined 90 seconds with Nick. And so some of you might have seen these on my YouTube page previously. So if you haven't seen them, you can go to you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NickLong365. That's facebook.com/NickLong365. Go under videos and you'll see like 252 videos. So long story short, or short story longer, I start these videos, and the commitment was 90 videos in 90 days. So I start doing these videos, and they start getting some traction, which gave me some validation to continue on going. So I did 90 videos in 90 days, and I liked it so much that I kept it going. I kept it going. I end up doing 252 videos in 1 year. And I'm telling you guys, it led me through some of the darkest times of my life. You know, at one point, my son, when he was 19 days old, he got RSV, which is a respiratory virus. And to you and I, you know, it could be like a common cold. But to an infant with no immune system, it's fatal. And he was in the hospital, and he was in the pediatric intensive care unit for 8 days. And it gets worse before it gets better. And so here's my little man, my son, who kind of prompted this whole have-it-all mentality and kind of what started me going through this warrior's journey. So I, even in his hospital, I was able to just find the lesson and find what was positive about it and how I could apply it to him. And it's what kept me going like those 8 days. And it's what kept me connected to my wife during those 8 days. And so I do these, and I was on fire. Like, life was good. Noah recovered. He's a healthy, 2-year-old boy, and he's all boy, man. And I love that kid. So he recovers, and you know, I just stopped doing these, 90 seconds with Nick. Cause I started to doubt myself. I started to get insecure. I started to let other people's opinions come in the way of what I truly wanted. And I stopped doing the work. I stopped doing the things that I'm talking about here on the podcast. I completely fell out of power, and like, I can draw a direct line between that power and what was happening in my life. And so 2017 was a kick in the nuts. I had a lot of good things, but I certainly had just my fair share of challenges. And so I sign up for this thing called Certified Trainer, which is to become a certified warrior trainer to teach the curriculum of warrior, as I'm doing right now. And I knew this was it. And I wanted to get 90 seconds with Nick going again. I really did. And I just couldn't get out of my own way. I could not get out of my own way to get that thing going again. So fast forward, Garrett, who is my coach, my mentor, my brother, love that guy. He's the founder and creator of Wake Up Warrior. You can go Google him, Garrett J. White, Wake Up Warrior, Warrior Week. You can Google all that stuff and check it out. So he throws out this email, and I don't check emails, guys. If you saw my screensaver right now, I have, let me just see how much I have, how many emails. I have 29,639 unread emails. I do not check email. It's like an abyss for me. I'm going to work on it because I need to check my email for this particular medium. But I don't check my email. And I just happen to be sitting in front of my email. And all of a sudden, it's like, podcast. Who wants to be a part of the podcast? And I just happen to see it. And it's like, hey, guys, this is going out to all the certified trainers. Who wants to have a podcast? Please put together what the outline for your podcast is. Put together a pilot show and how many days a week that you're going to do this. And keep in mind that you're going to have to commit to this. We're not going to just do this. And there's a financial commitment and there's, you know, a time commitment. So I'm like, I'm in. Like the voice just spoke to me and it's like, I'm in. Like, I don't even know what, like where this is going to go, but I'm in. And I had the 90 seconds with Nick just popped in my brain. It's like, the next 90 with Nick, like a bigger platform for you to spread this message instead of take all the stuff that you packaged up in that 90 seconds over 252 videos and give it to everybody. Start living in power or in full power, because if I come on this microphone every single day, I have to be doing the work. I have to be doing the things that I tell you guys to do. So I'm like, I'm in. And I don't even know if I was the first one to submit the email or what, but I'm like, it's going to be called The Next 90 with Nick. It's going to be all about 90-day challenges. I'm going to help people and guide them through 90-day challenges. I'm going to have guests on who are living this way. And it just started to come through me, not to me, but come through me. And it just started to flow. And I was like, holy crap, this is great. I was like, fingers crossed, I get selected. I didn't hear anything. And all of a sudden I got this email, congratulations, you are accepted. And I'm like, yes. And I put together the pilot episode, which then became the Origins episode. If you haven't listened to it, go back, start at the beginning and work your way through. It doesn't take that long. And I promise you, you'll be glad that you did. So I do this. I throw my name into the ring. I get selected. I'm one of three guys that get selected. And I'm like, I'm going to be the first one to do this. I get introduced to Wes. Wes is the podcast guru, Wes Chapman. You can find him on Instagram. You can find him on just Google him, and you'll see. Guy's phenomenal, but I had no clue who this guy was. I had no clue who he was, and so I'm doing my podcast. Things are starting to go well, and Wes even said he didn't even know why he invited me to this event. He just like we were on the phone, and he just felt compelled, and he's like, "Come to the event." So I go to the event, and I'm sitting there. Like I said, I'm just like blown away. And it all starts coming clear. I'm like, holy crap, man. The last 2 years of my life and these 90-day challenges have prepped me for this very moment right here. And it gives me the chills thinking about it right now. It took 2 years, 2.5 years, and trial and error and all this kind of stuff. And I wasn't ready then. And I'm sometimes I believe I'm not ready now, but all this has led me. So, and that helped me let go, guys, of so much shame and guilt and shoulda, woulda, couldas, because it all was starting to come together. And the coolest thing about this is the first night, and you can go on to my Instagram page. It's at NickLong365. That's at NickLong365. And go look at the picture. There's a picture of me and a guy. His name is Brett Brewer. And I'm listening to Brett talk, and Brett is the co-founder of MySpace. And it's so crazy. I'm like getting lost with my words because I'm so blown away. He's the co-founder of MySpace, and you guys can laugh like, MySpace who? But MySpace used to be the jam back in the day, and you all know it. If you're too young and you're listening, like it was the Facebook of you know, my era when social media first launched. And people may or may not know this, but I met my wife on MySpace. And I was on MySpace, and I'm going to put the profile picture up on the site. I'm going to put the profile picture that I had on the site. It's going to be on ownthenext90.com with this episode. And I had like, it was like douchebag central. My picture is the quintessential Orange County douchebag. I had highlighted hair. I'm like duck lipping it, you know, with like the big puffy lips, like ooh, almost like a selfie, but it wasn't a selfie. I have like puka shells or beads or something on, and this god awful shirt. But somehow putting that out there, I'm just putting the vibe out over there. My wife sees it, and now our worlds couldn't have been farther apart. I was living in Manhattan Beach at the time. I believe she was in Huntington Beach, and it was just random. Somehow we were connected. And so I get this email, and it says, hey, my friend Nicole was on MySpace and she thought you're kind of cute. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that's right. Duck lips and all. Yeah. So here's go to my page and here's a picture of her and see what you like. So I click on the picture and there she is in a bikini at the river, white bikini. I still remember this, and perfectly tan body, holding a bottle of Malibu rum. And I'm like, I love her. I don't even know about her. I don't know if she even speaks, but I love her, because I'm the duck lip douchebag. That's the kind of girl that I want. Now, my wife is extremely intelligent. She's the best mother and the my best friend. And I'm so lucky to have her, and she's a wonderful wife. But I was like, wow, this physical attraction is real. So crazy enough as the world is, my wife and I were very well connected. We didn't even know this. We grew up a mile apart, less than a mile apart. We went to rival high schools. She's a little bit younger than me, but we were in high school at the same time, and our paths had crossed several times. This is 10 years after high school, and our paths had crossed, and it was crazy, right? Crazy that I meet her on this thing called MySpace. And so here I am, and this guy, Brett, is talking about MySpace, and he's actually talking about kind of the downfall of social media and how he's figuring out ways to reconnect people. And he wasn't being hard on himself, but he was just like, you know, like, we never thought it would go like this. He ends up selling the company for like $750 million. Great guy, really cool. And so he says, does anybody have any questions? And I raised my hand and I said, you know, I don't have a question as much as I have a comment, and I'd just like to say thank you. He's like, okay, kind of looking at me weird. I was like, you don't create MySpace. And I know you're just talking about this connection and disconnection. I said, but you don't create MySpace. I don't meet my wife. I don't meet my wife. I'm not the same man that I am today. And I showed him a picture. I said, these two human souls, Nevin and Noah, don't exist. So because you created this thing called MySpace, my wife and I met 10 years ago, 11 years ago. We're married and we have two children. And like, all of this has happened, you know, because I met my wife. You know, I wanted to become a better man. Because I wanted to become a better man, I went on a journey of self-exploration. Because I went on this journey of self-exploration, I found Warrior. And because I found Warrior, I did the 90 seconds with Nick. And because I did the 90 seconds with Nick, it inspired me to do this podcast. Because I did this podcast, I met Wes. Because I met Wes, Wes invited me to this event. And because I was invited to this event, I met the man who created the site that connected to me, to my wife in the first place. Like, if you believe in coincidence, I don't know what to tell you. But coincidence does not exist. I have a wise man who's one of my advisors. He told me that coincidence is God's way of being discreet, to make us believe like we've got it all figured out, but it's all connected. And I just had this epiphany. I'm like, I was always supposed to be here. I belong here. I am here for a reason. And the moment I stepped into that, and the moment I actually owned that, my insecurity, my anxiety, everything dissipated, and I stepped into power. All the 90-day challenges that I had led me to that exact moment. And that's why I have 30 pages of notes. Is because it was just coming through me and onto this page so that I can then take this and give it away, you know, like give it away to this audience, give it away to my employees, give it away to my wife. I was so moved. I was so inspired that I called my wife. I'm like, you have to get here. And she's like, I'm not even invited. I'm like, I'm going to figure it out. Like, you have to get here. The voice is telling me to get you here. I need you here. And if you guys listen to my Origins podcast, you know how transformative my grandfather was in this whole kind of first pivot. And all of it was connected. Like, his passing led me back to Nicole. Like, Nicole led me to want to be a better man, like, because for her and for our children and for ourselves. And I mean, this whole thing was just like so intertwined. And I'm like, this is it. I belong here. And because of the meditation that I do, I was able to be fully present and not worry about like my work and things that were happening. And I was able to, you know, be able to be open to receive these gifts and these messages. And it was pretty crazy because we were going around the table. there was this beautiful table. It was like, I don't even know how long it was. Imagine a 100-person straight table. So like 50 people on each side. It looked like something out of a medieval movie, only that it was like in this on the lawn of this mansion in Malibu overlooking the ocean. And we had to go around the table and say like who we were, you know, what we did to make, you know, to make a difference in this world, or create jobs or things like that. What we wanted from the community, and then what we could provide for the community. So I was listening to everybody, and everybody had like really wise answers, and you know, they all had crazy, crazy like accolades and, you know, things that they had done. And I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Am I going to get up and posture and try to, you know, make myself appear to be more than I am? Which is, by the way, my normal MO is to, you know, kind of puff my chest and posture up a bit. And I just said, like, be yourself. Like, go back to the roots of this human gathering and just be yourself. And so it came to me and I just said, hi, my name is Nick. What do I do? I said, well, I'll tell you the thing that's giving me the most fulfillment right now is my podcast. I don't make any money with it. In fact, it costs me money. It costs me money every week to put these podcasts out, by the way, people. I don't make any money on this. I said, and what you can expect from me is the same thing that you guys can expect here. But I said, what you can expect from me is vulnerability. Like, I'll be vulnerable. I'll throw myself under the bus. I will open up, and I will allow myself to be vulnerable to give you permission to be vulnerable back. And because I think there needs to be more vulnerability in this world. There needs to be more men who are willing to be vulnerable. Women kind of have this innate nature to be able to do it, but men like just don't, like they don't want to express their feelings. And so I said, I plan on being vulnerable. And what I want from you guys is nothing. I literally want nothing. I want to provide. And I said, that's more than I can say about myself 2.5 years ago. I would have been there and seen what I can take and how many connections I can make and what money could come of it and how I could fuel that and my ego and all this kind of stuff. And I wanted nothing from them. And as a result, several of these people have reached out to me. And I don't want to jinx it, but I'm probably going to get a very formative guest to come on this podcast. And so that's what this is about, guys. It's about stacking these 90-day outcomes, because you don't know where they're going to lead. You do not know where they're going to lead and what possibilities and doors are going to open up for you. I always thought I was going to be in this position. I just didn't know it was going to happen like this, and I didn't know it was going to happen that fast. And because I made all these decisions, it led to that decision, and I actually felt like I belonged. Now, am I a billionaire? No. Like, do I want to be a billionaire? I don't know. I don't know if I want to. I mean, I think I want to be able to make a difference and an impact, but like, I just know that I've got this chunk of time in front of me called 90 days, and I've got some outcomes, and I'm going to hit those outcomes, because that whole sequence of events just reinforced why, if I keep doing this, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward in life. And so let that be living proof. Let my life and what I've done or not done be living proof. I'm going to cut out all the bullshit for you guys. I've made so much mistakes. I'm going to have my wife on this podcast in a week or two, and you're going to hear, and she's going to tell you like how great our marriage is when I'm living this way and how shitty and miserable it is when I'm not. And she's going to tell you like how attracted she is to me when I'm doing this and like how she doesn't want anything to do with me when I'm not. And so I'm going to tell you guys all of this because I want you to learn, because the more I give away, it's crazy, the more that keeps coming back and these opportunities keep opening up. And so things are going to shift a bit in this podcast. We've got a wonderful guest this week. It'll drop on Wednesday, Mr. Colin Talley, Ironman athlete, great human being. But then next week, guys, I want you to sit down and strap in, because it's going to go vertical for you guys, and it's going to start to come together, and you're going to start to see how this process works live and in person. And so go to the website. It's ownthenext90.com. Ownthenext90.com. The email should be live, and there's a gap map that I'm going to send you. And the gap map, we're going to cover the gap map in a future episode, but and maybe we'll do that on Friday. The gap map is going to show you like how to get radically honest about where you are, where you want to go, and what's standing in between. And we're going to go through that in another episode. I'm also going to be sending you an instructional guide that'll go along with that. So this is a work in progress, guys. Please bear with me. It's happening super fast. You know, you kind of throw this stuff out there in beta and you don't know how it's going to go. And it's the universe is responding in a very positive way. And I'm so, so grateful. And I just ask that you just be a little bit patient with us as we work through this. But these 90-day challenges work. And they stack, guys. And they stack and they stack. And you're going to have ups and downs. But those downs are going to be like your old high. And you're going to continue to climb and climb and climb. And if you stay committed to this process, I promise you, your life will be radically different in a positive way. Not just financially. Like, I didn't make a fucking dime from that event. And I don't even know if I'm going to. In fact, it cost me money. I had to pay a formative amount to be there. I was like, cool, Wes, thanks for inviting me. He's like, here's your invoice. I was like, ah, dick. But that's how the world works, right? You got to pay to play. But because I had put myself in a position financially, I could afford to go. And I could afford to be there and be present. But all of this is a result of all the 90 days that I stacked up to be there. And I belonged. I truly, truly belonged. Because I had put in the work to be there. And I didn't have to fake it. I didn't have to posture. I could just be a human. A human dedicated to making an impact on my life first, and letting that be a light for others and pave a way for people to come along. And so that's what I'm committed to do, guys. I want nothing from you. I just want to be vulnerable and open, and I just want to be Nick, and I want to tell you about my life and my journey to become a better father, husband, business leader, and man. That was the tagline for 90 Seconds with Nick. I'm out.